This Dream Team interview is brought to you by Lafayette Regional Health Center in Lexington. I'm talking to Coach Rick Rundon of the Cole Camp Girls Squad. His nominations this year, Tori Harding and Lainey Williams, both seniors. Coach, before we get to any athletic abilities, how were these girls able to lead the team this year on and off the court?
Oh, they're both absolutely great students. We'll talk about Tori a little bit. She's going to end up going to the College of the Ozarks, which is a school that takes like 200 kids or 250 kids each year. And there's a process of, somebody told me once upon a time, 1,500 people that apply. And it's based on academics and everything else that, that you can do to be a good person. And then Lainey Williams is an absolute wonderful athlete, wonderful person, wonderful student. She's actually going to attend Southwest Baptist University on a track scholarship. So you want to talk about two great kids. They're absolutely both wonderful kids.
All right, Coach, now let's get into a little bit of maybe some athletic abilities here when I'm looking at your sheet. You didn't list any stats, but kind of tell me where they were in terms of maybe points per game and how they contributed offensive and defensively.
Absolutely. Lainey was a girl that averaged right around 15 points for us a game. She's a 5'11 girl, just lanky, and she would end up guarding post players. She'd guard wing players. She could guard whoever we would ask. And as a freshman, Lainey was a girl that could barely walk and chew gum, struggled to make a jump shot. And by the end of her high school career, she was very accurate from 10, 12 feet in, and did a lot of good stuff for us on our press. When we'd press, we'd get out and, you know, steal some points here or there. Moving on to Tori. Tori's a girl that averaged right around 12. And she, girl could step out and knock down a three, and was also another real good defensive player. For us, as the year 23-4, lost to Tipton in a district finals in a basketball game that was 34-33. From January 4th, when we gave up 66 points to a very good Stoutland team, we only gave up 40 points one time the entire season. So a lot of those things were built off of what those two helped create defensively.
All right, Coach. Now, both of these players are seniors. We caught that. But kind of talk to me about the growth that you've seen them have over the years. I mean, over the years, I guess that's basically my question. Talk about the growth that you've seen and that they've had that put them in the role this year.
Oh, well, I talked a little bit about Lainey before, but she was a girl that just totally improved her game as she got older. When she first came to practice as a freshman, I don't know in the month of November if she said five words, you know. And then as a senior, she became a vocal player and more of a leader. Tori, on the other hand, Tori stole some minutes as a freshman. We had a pretty good club when she was a freshman, but she was able to get out there and knock down a couple buckets for me here or there as a freshman. You know, and both of them did a great job. I had a young lady by the name of Cameron Shear, senior, that averaged upper teens for me. Would have been a career 1,000-point scorer. Blew her ACL out in our fourth game of the season this year. And Tori and Lainey, amongst a bunch of other kids, but those two really stepped up, you know, what they had to contribute to our team to allow us to get to be 23-4, even after losing probably what people would consider my best basketball player.
All right, Coach, last question, then I'll let you go. In just a few months, both of these girls will be walking out of the doors of high school onto bigger and better things. When someone comes up to you in the next few years and talks about these two women, what's the legacy that they're going to leave? What are you going to tell them?
Oh, you know, I will say two wonderful kids. We're great in high school. You know, I might talk a little bit about Lainey, about how shy she was and, you know, where she has come to now. I might talk about Tori, about how goofy she is. She's actually our principal's kid. and she's a wonderful student athlete. But she has a true streak of goofiness to her, and nothing bad or anything like that. She's just a high school kid that's 18 years old and is goofy. And I can promise you one thing, in all the games that we played in this year, and we were fortunate enough to play in the championship of each tournament we went to, you know, fortunate to play for a district championship, there was never a night that they were nervous. And it may be because of Tori not allowing anybody to be nervous. You know, were they prepared? They were absolutely ready to, you know, ready to go out and play. But my basketball team from 2019, nervous is something you would never say about this team.